You are already dancing.
Oh, yeah. It is happening.
Hey, party people. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We are backstage at Coachella.
We are here. It is happening. We just had Joyce Manor drop by. We're going to have that interview up pretty soon. The vibes are good.
Yeah, the vibes are great. Yes. I wandered around the artist compound for about 20 minutes.
You got lost is what you mean.
Yeah.
I was running around trying to find this guy.
I had to get Megan.
He's already hammered.
Stand someplace. Stand someplace. I know where you are. I'll find you.
But we got him. We wrangled him. And we're locked in.
And we will continue backstage from Coachella on the world famous K-Rock.
Woo!
I am back home. That's how I feel.
Yeah, hell yes.
I am back home.
You were in your natural habitat.
Yep. Coachella 2026 is happening, and we are backstage. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Megan Holliday.
Yes, and you know what I'm excited for is this is going to be your very first time tonight getting to see Turnstile.
That's true.
And so this is a big moment. I would love to be in the pit with you if we can make it happen.
Of course we can make it happen.
All right, let's do it.
That's my number one thing I want to see this weekend
okay,
is Turnstile.
Awesome. Broadcasting live from Coachella weekend one.
K-Rock. It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, backstage at Coachella.
Yes, indeed. We're going to have Devo coming by in just a little bit. And I think what I would like to try to see if I can do is get my hands on a helmet so that you can wear it tonight when they play.
I'll wear it. Kevin Ryder. Think I won't? What do they call it? Energy? What do they call it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Everything does.
Everything does. Bit of the day at Coachella. 100% Kevin Ryder.
I love that song. Love that song.
You know,
so
amber
much.
Is the color of your energy, Kevin.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never asked anyone.
You've got
that
an aura, a glow about you.
Well, it's Coachella.
It's true.
And we're backstage in the artist compound, which means there's bands walking around. They're going to stop by our trailer and we're going to interview some of them. Very excited about that.
All weekend long, we're going to have lots of stuff. Also, Postmaster.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, backstage at Coachella. Usually very excited about the hot goss.
The
gossip backstage at Coachella is always, did you hear so-and-so is going to be here and so-and-so is going to show up? This particular gossip, I don't really care about Justin Bieber.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you were like the biggest Justin Bieber fan.
No,
I'm so surprised
really
right now.
I don't care about that. But somebody was listening to their sound check and heard him playing some old songs.
Yes, and people were posting about it. So now the ticket prices for the GA, I guess, have gone up to like $4,000 or something like that.
God.
Because everybody thought he was going to just play his current stuff.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're at Coachella, so I would assume whatever artist is here is going to play
Yeah, I mean, and he's going to be playing for hours. So it's like he doesn't have that much new material,
right? Yeah, I don't know.
So you know what we should do?
What?
We should probably sneak out of here and sell our passes.
Oh, we could get some dough. If you would like tickets for weekend two of Coachella, we've got your chance to win coming up.
You're going to text in and win because we do not have access to the phone lines from the desert. So that's coming up very soon on the world famous K-Rock.
Is it good that we got drink tickets?
Well, it's good for me to be able to watch you get drunk. That's what it's good for. I can't use these drink tickets for anything.
That is true.
But I am excited to get some crazy texts from Kevin later tonight.
We are at Coachella. We are backstage. And we've got some stuff coming up. We're going to go out and wander around, talk to people at the festival.
Yes.
We're going to talk about all the amazing food and drink this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of our previous co-workers, Adrian Garcia, he runs all the hospitality here. So he's got the inside scoop on the speakeasies and all the good food.
Yeah, it's good times. We are backstage at Coachella on K-Rocks. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Postmaster Johnny.
Postmaster Johnny's here.
What's good? Yeah, baby.
This is your second time ever.
Second time ever, but first time with the big dogs. You guys.
Oh, we're the big dogs?
We're the big dogs that are going to stick you with the work when we go out and start watching bands.
Seriously. I'm ready, baby. Let's go.
Hi. Gotta go watch Turnstile.
Who are you looking forward to?
I really want to see Geese. Geese, number one, and the Strokes.
Yeah.
Also number one.
Listen.
Okay, here we go.
It's no secret.
Yeah.
Geese might be my least favorite band of all time. Yeah. Maybe.
We're going to step outside. We might have some.
Of all time.
I'm going to break
We're
going to
have
up.
Some
and
words.
I can't take the hype because there's so much hype, and I was so excited by the hype. And then I went and listened to it, and the guy sounds like he's dying.
That's the best part.
Oh, no,
that's the best part.
No.
If he dies, that's the best part.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say is because when I listen to Geese, it's not a fun auditory experience for me. But when I watched them on SNL and I saw how they did things live, and they sounded really good during that. So I just thought maybe they are more of a go out and see live band because listening to the recording.
I want to talk to you after you see them.
Yes. Okay.
Get your honest review.
I'll FaceTime you.
Okay.
And we'll have some words.
I'm sure that's going to work out.
Yeah. We'll have some words. We are backstage at Coachella on the world famous K-Rock. It is backstage at Coachella 2026. Whee! I'm Kevin Ryder. That is Megan Holliday.
Yeah.
And the crew.
We got some friends in the air conditioning.
Yes,
it's
for sure.
It's hot. It's humid.
It is pretty hot today. Yeah. But we are going to talk to Devo a little bit later today.
Yes. 4 p.m. They're coming through. I'm so excited.
Same.
They're so legendary.
They really are. It's going to be, it's one of those deals where you go, what am I doing here?
Exactly. I do not belong in this trailer.
Right.
You know, I belong in a trailer somewhere, but not here.
It's not this one.
Not this one. No.
It is K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are backstage at Coachella for the festival this year. Very excited about that.
Yep.
We're going to play the game everybody's been raving about, which is who are they here to see?
Yes, based on what they're wearing.
We have to guess what band they're here to see. We're going to do that coming up on K-Rock. We are broadcasting backstage at Coachella, and we've got one more chance for you to win your tickets.
Hell to the yes. So you're going to be coming out to weekend two, and you're going to hear a keyword that texts in and win those up. And that's coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with the 420 catch of the day from Joyce Manor.
Woo-woo!
Who is joining us here in a few minutes. But first, three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-ROQ.
Three things at four.
With Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
Number one, if you thought Coachella surprises only happened on the stages, there is actually a secret Radiohead experience that's happening under the festival grounds this year.
It's called a bunker, right?
Yes, they built a massive underground bunker, and it's an immersive audiovisual installation called Kid Amnesia, featuring artwork from Radiohead's Kid A and Amnesiac era, created by Tom York and Stanley Donwood. So it's basically a 75-minute surround sound art film and gallery experience. Here is the plus side of this. It's air conditioned.
Ah, that's
key.
So
if people and anyone can go, you can just use your wristbands. And if you look on your schedule, there's different times that they're taking people down there. So if you need a little break from the heat, there you go.
I love it.
Number two, because this year marks the 25th anniversary of Coachella, organizers are leaning more heavily than usual into large scale interactive art across the grounds. So it's not just the giant sculptures that people take photos with, but full walkthrough environments, gallery style installations and immersive experiences like the new Radiohead bunker. They even brought out the LA's legendary Bob Baker Marionette Theater for a live puppet performance in the Gobi tent, which I think is so cool. You can also go around and find these different art studios where festival goers can make their own jewelry, fashion pieces, and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool, though.
I do, too, but it's not for me.
It's definitely not for you, but they're leaning more into making this kind of a multi-sensory experience this year at Coachella. And number three, another unique experience that's happening is something called Outstanding in the Field, which is basically a pop-up farm-to-table dining event that's set right inside of the Rose Garden area. So you do have to have a reservation and a little bit of cash if you want to sit down for this.
They don't, like, kill an animal in front of you, do they?
I hope not.
Same.
I hope there's no sacrifices going on in the Rose Garden. But it's a multi-course meal prepared by rotating guest chefs from notable restaurants here locally and also in LA, and it just kind of sounds like a cool experience. So there's just lots of different stuff to do this year at Coachella. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are backstage at Coachella in the K-Rock Artist Compound. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Megan Holliday.
Yo.
And these guys...
Joyce Manor.
Joyce Manor has joined us. How is it? Is it your first time at Coachella?
This is number two, second time.
Two, okay.
Yeah. 2015?
Yep, that's the one.
What do you remember from that year?
hanging out with Busy Phillips.
What?
Yeah, Kim Kelly. I love Freaks and Geeks. And I was like, this is, it doesn't get cooler than this.
We played the K-Rock House in 2015.
Yeah. Oh my God.
With like War on Drugs and Run the Jewels, I think. It was really fun. Really cool.
It was a really cool experience.
Yeah. What do you love most about playing Coachella? Is it
catering?
Is it?
Yeah.
That's food. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about your new album. New-ish, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's new.
Yeah. Came bar out. I used to go to.
I used to go to this bar. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What I said. Tell us about the album.
It's our seventh album, and we're insanely proud of it. It was produced by Brett Gierwitz from Bad Religion and Epitaph.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, he's produced, like, Rancid and NoFX and all these great bands that we grew up on. And so getting to work with him was amazing, and he did a great job.
Does it up your game a little bit because...
Yeah, he totally did. He's good at coaching good takes, and he was just really involved with the album, and I think he's a big reason it came out so good.
You guys have been a band for such a long time now, and this was a really big year for you, and I would say you have a lot of new fans. Have you actually felt that shift, or do you feel like maybe today when you play you're going to kind of notice, like, whoa, we're drawing, you know, bigger than before?
We really are, you know, like, the last... couple run of shows we did, there was people who only knew the new songs, which it was just really, really cool. Yeah, to just still be growing, you know, almost 20 years into our career. And it's fantastic.
Are you excited to catch people's eye? You play in the Gobi?
Yep.
Yeah, the Gobi
510.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to catch people's eye that are just walking by and have no idea who you are?
100%. Yeah, people just trying to get out of the sun.
Yes.
Like, you know, getting in the shade.
Today,
and
for sure.
Just looky-loos, catching a vibe. 100%, yeah.
We're going to play your new song in a minute, The Bar I Used to Go To. Yeah, did I get that right?
Yeah, pretty close. That's pretty close. I used to go to this bar.
Tell us about that song.
That was the first good song I wrote for this record that kind of, like, motivated me to, like, all right, that's the bar I used to go to, you know, that we have to kind of live up to. It's about kind of a very unremarkable bar and just kind of the very unremarkable memories you have from a bar you used to go to that isn't there anymore. Yeah.
Interesting. We're going to play it in a second with the 420 catch of the day. It is Joyce Manor. They are here at K-Rock playing again at 510 on the Gobi stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming by.
Really nice chatting with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
We've been trying to play this game all afternoon.
We're doing our best,
man. It hasn't been working.
Broadcasting live, things happen.
So we're going to look around Coachella. We're going to find people that are dressed uniquely and try to guess which band they're here to see.
Yes, I'm excited about this.
That's coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday in the afternoon.
And you got another chance coming up, and you're going to be able to win up your tickets to weekend two of Coachella. So you're going to be listening for the keyword to text in and win.
We are out in the field at Coachella. We're finding people that have unique dress choices, and we're going to guess who they're here to see.
Love the Hawaiian shirt, love the hat, and I want to know, who did you come to Coachella to see?
Wait, let us gamble on it.
Okay.
I'm going to say Devo.
That's what I was going to say.
F out of here.
I'll put money on it.
You should, yeah, that would have been good. That was one of them, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who else?
Well, I mean, you want to see Biebs, and you want to see
Sabrina. You don't want to see Biebs? No,
I want to see Devo, for sure.
Okay, but you're also really excited to see Biebs as well?
Absolutely.
The Hawaiian shirt is a choice.
Yeah, it's a fat person choice.
Oh, come on. Come on. Well, I think you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You look festive.
I feel festive.
Yeah. How many Coachellas have you been to?
This is my third.
Third time. Yeah.
I liked it. It was only three, but you had to look to
She's
get the answer.
She's been far more than I have. This is our first time in safari.
Gotcha. So what's the safari? What does that mean?
That's camping over in a fancy tent over there on property.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know about this.
How fancy? They have beds in the tents?
Yes, and an air conditioner.
Hell yeah.
I'd say you win.
Sure.
Yeah.
Except for the Biebs thing. You're pretty cool.
You pay for it.
Well, enjoy
Thanks
yourself.
Sabrina Carpenter. I want to see Sabrina.
Okay. Whoa. Turnstile. You're all over the map. I kind of love this.
That's the beauty of Coachella is it's ADHD.
Yeah, and there's when we listened to all the artists before we got here.
Right.
And there's a bunch of people I've never heard of.
Yes.
Because I'm old. Not unlike yourself.
right off.
Yeah. And that's opens your eyes. You see things you didn't see before.
I think that's half the fun of it, is wandering around
and then seeing all the
stopping
freaks
for a second.
And the cool people, the cool dresses, the cool everything.
Sure.
See all the freaks in Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Got you.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
We are backstage live at Coachella Weekend 1.
And we are going to talk to Devo in a few minutes.
Yes.
How about
that? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. They're such legends.
Right now, it's Muse on K-Rock. We have one more chance for you to win tickets for Weekend 2 of Coachella coming up in the next hour.
And we are about to welcome Devo. So we're going to be airing that interview that's coming up very soon on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock, live from Coachella.
Hey, party people. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday, and we are backstage at Coachella with Devo.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good. Hey. How are you?
We're still here.
Yeah. Is it odd to think that people will, for the first time today, see the energy domes?
It is,
like,
actually.
They have no idea what that is. They'll go, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're touching the new generation.
Do you love that?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty great.
Do they know you from Ridiculousness? Do some of the younger people know you from that? The
Probably.
Uncontrollable Urge?
Yeah.
I don't even know about this. Can you guys tell me about Ridiculousness?
It's the theme song, and it's the music they play throughout the show.
Oh, right. Okay, okay.
And play that nonstop on MTV for 15 years, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
What's one item that you guys have to have with you when you're playing a show or a festival?
The red hat.
Yes. Yes.
The energy dome is important.
Yes.
How many?
Where do you think we get our energy? Come on.
From the red hats, of
That's
course.
Right. You put them on and it takes all the
transforms
it,
the
energy around you and puts it in your head.
Do you guys like playing in front of a Coachella crowd who's not necessarily there to see you specifically?
Exactly. We prefer that.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're preaching to the converted is a bit boring. Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
And you guys are a band that a lot of other bands will cite and say, you know, Devo, it's one of our biggest influences. What does that mean to you?
A lot. I think it's great when other creative people say you're an inspiration. That's the best crowd you could be going out to.
Who was the most surprising that told you that? Somebody you were like, I can't believe that person looks at us.
Yeah, I know. There's been a lot of them, actually.
There's a lot of people. Nirvana, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I couldn't believe that Kurt liked us so much. I wouldn't have guessed it.
Totally.
Yeah, somebody that worked at my office for a couple years one day said, Nirvana's my favorite band. I didn't know you wrote that song.
So my best friend has worked with Tony Hawk, who is obviously a really big fan of your guys's. So we said, hey, Tony, what should I ask Devo today? And he said he wanted you guys to talk about shooting the Freedom of Choice music video at the Marina Del Rey skate park. And he said all of the best skaters were in that video.
Yeah, it's true. It's
it was the first generation of skaters before they all became millionaires. They were the Dogtown guys.
Yes. Right.
It was Dogtown skaters, but they were all kids at the time.
So you name them, and they were there.
Wow.
They weren't Dogtown yet.
Tony Alva.
Yep.
And it was 1980, and it was early spring, and that skate park was a big deal because it was radical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was a big night.
And they had a good time. We talked them into doing silly stuff like crashing into each other. Things that you don't normally do on a skateboard. And they loved
it. Oh, yeah.
It
was like, we get to fall on purpose rather than make a mistake. Said, yeah.
Who thought of that idea for the video? How did
that come
together? I think
it was Chuck Statler who worked with us.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to stop by. And I'm so excited to watch you. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
K-Rock fans.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday in the afternoon at Coachella.
Yeah!
One of our great friends who used to work in promotions and threw the Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas,
yep.
His name is Adrian Garcia, and he's in charge of just about everything at Coachella.
Absolutely. Hospitality. He knows about all of the great spots to eat at, where the speakeasies are. So we're going to be talking to him coming up on K-Rock.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, and our friend Adrian.
Adrian Garcia.
Hello, hello. Hello. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Great to be here with you. Hootie who?
We worked with Adrian. How long did we work with you at K-Rock?
Wow, I was there for 11 years. Oh, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And now what do you do here at Coachella?
I am the culinary director for Golden Voice. I'm also the food and beverage director for Golden Voice. It's a lot to do, but it's a party. I get to make sure people are having a good time.
What's the best food?
Ooh, I'm a huge fan of Villa's Tacos. They're over in Indio Central Market. There's a lot of good food in there as well. If you never had a Churrier El Moro, they're also over there by the Ferris wheel, brand new to LA and in the US in general. So definitely something you got to try.
If we drop your name, will they hook us up?
Someone might hook you up.
If we corner you in this trailer, can we get some tickets for food?
I might be able to find something like that.
We came to beg. That's all we're here for.
We definitely could do some shots.
And tell us about the speakeasies that are around here.
We have a lot of interesting things to find on site this year. There's always a couple of, favorites from years past, like the Tiki Bar, which, it ain't going to move. It's a beautiful place over in VIP by Lake Majul. Golden Hour, to me, I took it. I made it even prettier. That's in the same spot it was last year. There's a couple little places that you're going to be able to find, whether you're nearby, maybe Street Food Alley. There's a couple artist-driven concepts as well. One's over in Indio Central Market. Might have to do with a friend of ours that likes espresso a little bit. Stuff like that.
Okay. And how do people get in? Can they just walk up and get in?
On the first day, we kind of make it a little bit easier. There are passwords involved, but you can kind of figure it out when you're at the door. But starting tomorrow, it'll be a little harder once it's out there to the public.
Oh, my God. What can people absolutely not miss this year, food or drink-wise, while they're at Coachella?
Oof, I highly recommend the new signature cocktail for Coachella. It's called the Coachella Sunset. We've never had our own actual token beverage before. I feel like it's literally a taste of the Indio Valley Coachella itself. It's delicious, and it comes with a exclusive collectible cup.
What's it made out of?
As well, the cup or the drink?
Really, I just want to know the construction of the cup.
There's a lot of things come from China. It becomes layers of plastic molded together with a little print on it.
No, but the drink.
The drink. The drink's got hints of dates, hints of citrus. It's kind of like a tequila sunrise, but better.
Who are you?
I don't even know anymore.
I know. So proud of you, though, dude. You're crushing it. This is amazing.
I mean, if it wasn't for K-Rock, and, I've been a fan of K-Rock since I was a child. It was always a dream to work at K-Rock. K-Rock made me what I am now. Now I'm doing this. It's wild. I remember the first time I walked on the grounds of Coachella back in 2007 when Rage was the headliner.
Ooh,
and
yes.
My mom was scared that riots were going to break out. They're like, you better watch out there.
She should have been.
Yeah, man. And now this is my 17th year of Coachella's. It's crazy. And I love it. It's insane. It drives you crazy. But also, it's so much fun to see everybody having the time of their life.
It's great to see people that we grew up with at K-Rock doing so well like you are.
I love not just being here, but being able to kick it with my friends, people we've worked with for years. It's just, I like to run into them out of nowhere and just see them having the time of their life, whether they're, drunk, whether they're lost, whether they're trying to find their way,
those are our people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know how it goes. I feel like it was only years ago we were sitting in a trailer and I was trying to smoke my chapstick. It's a good time.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
my God.
Adrian, you're the best.
Yeah,
thank you.
Dude,
definitely.
Love you,
I love
Adrian.
You guys so much.
Love
and always
you.
Great to see you guys. And I look forward to partying with you in the next couple weekends here.
Let's go.
Let's go. You know what you should do next weekend is you should come to Coachella.
I mean, I'm having a great time.
I tried to say.
You kind of did. I understood you, so that's a good sign.
You speak drunk me, so that's good.
Drunk Kevy's on his way, and we've got another chance for you to win your weekend to Coachella tickets coming up next on K-Rock.